भगवद्गीता 13.17, अविभक्तम च भूतेषु विभक्तम इव च स्थितम भूत भर्तृच तज्ज्ञेयम् ग्रसिष्णु प्रभविष्णु च। अविभक्तम च भूतेषु, हियर व्हाट इज बीइंग टॉक्ड अबाउट इज द ज्ञेय, द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ नॉलेज, द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ। एंड इन दिस सेक्शन the commentators are sometimes themselves paradoxical in explaining which section refers to, which verse refers to which aspect of the absolute truth. Some verses can be said to refer to the anuatma, to our souls, and some verses can be said to refer to the vibhuatma, the supreme lord. But either way, the important thing is that they point to the object of knowledge, and Srila Prabhupada generally focuses on saying that these refer to the absolute truth, and we have followed that analysis over here. Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu, that this one absolute truth is non-segregated, undivided in all living beings. Vibhaktam iva cha sthitam, although it appears as if seated as if divided. Bhuta bhartru cha tajgeyam, that is, absolute truth is the maintainer of all living beings. There's no gyaya, that object of knowledge. Grasishnu is the devourer, and Prabhavishnu is the generator also. What is going on over here again? Now this verse can also be said to refer to the Paramatma aspect of the absolute truth, that the Paramatma is present in the hearts of all living beings. Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu, is unseparated, is undivided. There is one Paramatma, and that one Paramatma. So now, in the literal sense, if we see that okay, the Super Soul is present in my heart, and Super Soul is present in your heart, and if he is present in both hearts, that means he must be two. He is divided into two, but he is actually one. And to give a digital example, or to give a game from a example from a set of video games. Normally, you know, when a person is playing a video game, that person has one avatar. The word avatar in philosophical sense refers to the absolute truth as the absolute truth having manifested in this world. Same word avatar in this material world, in the digital world, refers to the notion of what is what. Refers to the projected identity that a person has in the digital world. Normally, a permanent person has one avatar, especially in a particular game setting. But suppose that person could have two avatars, and that same person could be the hero, and the same person could be the villain. Same person could be the thief, and the same person could be the police. So, normally, when we see, say, two, even in a digital game, when we see two, a police and a thief, we normally think that they're separate. So, usually, we associate separate forms with separate beings. And when the Super Soul is present in separate living beings, we assume that the Super Soul is also separate. So avibhaktam cha bhuteshu, that the Super Soul is it appears separated, but he is vibhaktam iva cha sthitam, he is actually situated in all living beings as if he is one. Bhaktam iva cha sthitam. Although he appears separated, he is not separated, because all the manifestations that are there in all living beings of the super soul, they are manifestations of that same one supreme being. They are not multiple beings. They are all one being. Bhuta bhartru chita jikeyam. Bhuta bhartru is the maintainer of all living beings. And normally, Krishna Prabhavishnu cha is also the devourer and the generator or the developer. This also can seem contradictory, can be contradictory. Now, say, creating and maintaining, that is understandable. The parents give birth to children and then parents take care, maintain the children. But when it is said here, Krishna, the absolute truth is the destroyer also, is the devourer. That sounds quite scary. Which parent would be the devourer of their own children? What is going on over here? Now we do see this concept of Krishna discussed and demonstrated in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where it is said that Damshtrani de Twaramana Vishanti Damshtrakaral Vaktrani de Twaramana Vishanti Damshtrakaral Dhyani Bhayanakani Kechid Vilagna Dashanantarishu Sadrushante Churnitairuttamangai Lili Yase Grasamanah Samantal Grasamanah. So, in your wide open mouth, the various living beings, the warriors, are entering. And as they enter, they are being destroyed. Gasamanaha, and you are devouring them. Actually, that vision can be very scary and gory. It is said that their uttamangai, their heads are colliding against the, are crashing against the teeth of the Vishwarupa, and thus they are getting destroyed. And further, he said that the absolute truth is licking the blood. Lily, say, when that is coming off, the smashing of the heads against the teeth of the absolute truth. So, the glory of God is not one-sided. It is multi-sided. In fact, it is all-sided. So, in this world, creation is a wondrous thing. Maintenance also is actually, we don't think of it as wondrous because often it is laborious. But the way the body maintains itself, we put food into the body, but beyond that, there are lots of things that go inside the body that we are not even aware of, by which the body is maintained. So that is also wondrous. And if we can, if we don't feel threatened by the conception of death, if you understand that actually I as a soul am eternal, and if we focus on that aspect of the absolute truth, then we will understand that actually the absolute truth is no. Is not an ordinary thing. The absolute truth is, we didn't project our conceptions of greatness on the absolute truth, but we can focus on recognizing the absolute truth's glory on the absolute truth's terms. That would mean recognizing that actually the absolute truth is all powerful. The absolute truth is eternal. The absolute truth is the greatest of all beings. And as such, nothing happens without the sanction of the absolute truth. So when we say the absolute truth is a devourer, that simply means that the absolute truth is actually the source of the force of destruction that envelops this world at periodic intervals. And the point of the absolute truth is not to destroy, but the point of the absolute truth is to ensure that the temporary makes way for the eternal. That actually from the temporary we can move towards the eternal by recognizing that we at our core are spiritual, that we ourselves are eternal, and the destruction of the temporary impels us to direct our consciousness towards the eternal and thereby attain the eternal. This we can, by appreciating our eternal identity and by appreciating the Lord's intention of directing our focus towards the eternal identity, we can appreciate His aspect of the destroyer also. Thank you.